Hold on a minute.
Dude, I'm not doing that.
Not doing what? Flying Cool Tech, 196. We've been waiting to take y'all on this one for a while. If you'll join Marley and Liz and I, we are going to go look at Halloween stuff. Don't walk in front of Pappy.
Pappy tricky. Remember, you only walk on the sidewalk by yourself, okay?
You gotta hold a hand when you cross the street, right? You get it? Capiche?
She's holding my pinky.
Okay.
See that dog? Yeah, we're gonna look at the spookies.
The spookies. So I don't know if other cities do this or not.
I'm sure they do.
I've lived a lot of places. I've never seen anything like Hillcrest for Halloween.
They go out.
They go all out. How long have they been doing that? You lived on that street for...
I know they've been doing it for a long time.
And it seems to get a little bit better every year. And you get a lot of trick-or-treaters on that street, I imagine, since it's all decked out.
There's a bus stop right in front of Hillcrest. And the bus would stop and all these kids get off. No, you don't. Come on, let's go look at the spooks. Give me your hand. You need to hold my hand with all these cars out here. You want me to drag you? All right, then. Pinky, when we cross the street, you have to... Come here, let me hold you.
There's a lot of traffic outside. Go look at the spookies. Now you can walk. So how much candy would you guys get to pass out?
I think the last time I passed out candy, I bought 10 big bags of it.
And gave it all out?
Well, by 7 o'clock, by 6:30, we had to go get
four. Wow. So we are walking up stilts toward Frankfort Avenue, like we do in the mornings. Except instead of taking the left,
watch where you're going.
Don't walk in front of Pappy. We're going to take a right. Go over about a half a block. What are those, Mars? Yeah.
They're about in the steps.
And they have lights in them?
Well, it's still kind of light out.
Airplane!
Do you hear that plane? You see?
Yeah. That's a good girl, Mars.
That's a good girl. That's a good girl. Push the button so it can show up.
You want me to hold her?
I got it. You want Pappy to hold you? No.
No. So Stilt's dead ends at Frankfurt. It's kind of a T intersection. We're waiting for the light to cross Stilt's. We'll be in front of the water company after we cross.
They look like Fred and Jake.
Do they?
Really, Fred.
That was the cutest little golden retriever the other day
when we were walking.
Riding up her boot. So this on the right is just a big lawn, right, for the water company?
Uh-huh. It's really pretty. Looks like the old gas lights
there. Neat. And the fountain is off.
Oh, we haven't even, we're not even near the fountain. You see all of those? Come over here and get you one. You only get one.
What, a flower?
No, one of those berries that falls off the trees. Okay.
What you got, Mars?
Red
a red berry? Happy to hold you?
No.
Okay. You like your Leahs, don't you?
Yeah.
Lizzie May? Lizzie Mate?
She shakes her head. My girl. Girl.
Ready to go see the spookies?
Yeah.
You want to see the spooky dog? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's gonna make that spooky?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
The light tells you when to go across the street. Like never get me across the railroad track.
These are the tracks you guys always hear the trains on while we're walking to work.
Mm-hmm, look at those spooky dogs. You see them? Okay.
Some people walking.
It's on each side of their steps going up to the porch. They have two lawn chairs there, and they have two a ghoulie in each one of them, and they have like a cemetery there, and they have like bones coming out of the ground. Mm-hmm. And then they have their house. It's all in that stuff that looks like it's cobwebs.
Mm-hmm.
It has a huge spider, I'd say about 8 feet, spider, purple black spider with the yellow eyes hanging from it, and it has a ghoulie, whatever you want to call it, just hanging from the top balcony. And then they have, okay, you stay here and look at them. They don't want you in their yard. And then they have like a witch that's hit the front of the house. Okay, let's go look for another spooky.
And what's a ghoulie?
You know, that looks like a ghost, and it was like dressed in black, you know, like a Popeye, you know, the old Goonie lady there.
Okay.
The Goonies, or whatever you want to call it. This next house has a black spider web with spiders. And it just has like a flag. It's not too spooky. Not bad at all. Oh, they have like big black spiders coming out of their bushes. That's mm-hmm. And then they have like jack-o'-lanterns. They have one that's 3 jack-o'-lanterns.
You see the spiders, Mars?
You see those spiders over there? What?
Spiders!
You want to go? Okay, look at the next house. Has pumpkins going all the way up the walk, all the way up the steps. And then they have ghosts going all the way around the porch.
Like sheep kind of ghosts?
Yeah. You looking?
It's spooky, isn't it, Mars?
It's spooky. And then they have like little candles. No. They don't want you touching their things. Come on, right here. That's as far as you can go. There you go. And then they have the cobwebs going across the street. They have like candles around their porch. Okay, come on, let's go to the next spooky. Oh my goodness, look at that. Ooh, is that spooky?
Yeah.
Say hi. It's okay.
I'm the Deb.
Honey, you got her scared. Look
at it.
You need to run on past.
I'm Jim.
Yeah.
I'm Vader Jim.
All right.
He's having autism too.
It's cool. We should have brought our camera.
We got one right here.
Oh, yours? No, it's okay.
She's
about
60
tall, and she
says
he has autism. He did pretty good.
What, is he dressed up?
Yeah. He really not that dressed up. He just has like these big funky glasses on and said he just did.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the other one, Marley. Look at the other yard. I should have worn my glasses. Marley, look! Look on this tree! Look, right there! You see that? Yes, they put this thing on their tree, and it's like this monster's face. You want to hold up there and see that? Look at his eyes, they're all green, his teeth are green.
A monster face?
Yeah. You can touch it. So you won't be scared of it, okay? Okay, Pappy, don't bother their stuff.
I want to say too.
Don't bother their stuff, Pappy. Oh, goodness. It's another cemetery. Dante's and Inferno. Burn, body, burn. I'm your boogeyman. Disco died. Yeah, you see his teeth? It's like a little cemetery. It has like it's a black fence around it. His ears, yeah, it's like a devil. And pumpkins. Four small restaurant. Four skull. Four skull restaurant inside. Okay, let's go.
Like four star.
Yeah.
Four skull.
Four skull restaurant. Inside. Is that spooky? Do you like that? Sorry, Pappy. Go. Did you see that spooky?
I see that duck.
You see?
And the duck.
And the duck? Stop, Marley. Their walkway, they have like a little, what's that thing that goes in like an arch around it?
Uh-huh.
And it says welcome, and it looks like an old gate, and it has some lights around it. Then lining their walkway are skulls. I did see that doggy. And then there's a huge spider. The body part is probably 6 feet long. The legs are probably around 12 feet long.
Wow.
Then it has big antennas and stuff.
What are those, just like blow up plastic or something?
No, they made this on their own because the legs are spiders. I mean, are like pipes.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, Marley, look. You see? These people put the black stuff around their yard, so it looks like it's a black on the fence, and it has spider webs all the way around it, and skulls on it.
You see?
Yeah, I see. And there's, see the witch? It's a life-size witch with a pot broom and stuff and fake barf underneath of it.
I see the witch.
Uh-huh. Do you see that ghost? There's a ghost coming through the yard.
You see the witch?
Yeah. There's something in this tree, you know, like it rings bells or something. I don't know what that is. And then there's a headless waiter up there. Just look. Oh, what is that? You see that spooky? It's like someone coming out of the grave. And then there's like a big tall person in the tux, like Lurch, from one of the, you know, like Frankenstein or something. And he's carrying a torch with a bat around his neck. And then right here in the archway, they have what's it called, a noose?
Uh-huh.
They have one of those hanging there. And then they have two skeletons hanging.
Uh-huh.
And then they have, on the other side of the yard, they have like a big ghost carrying its head. And then they have another big ghost just flowing through the yard and a skull hanging. Oh, that's a leaf. That's pretty, Carly. And then they have a casket laying there, and it's open, and the guy's coming in. Okay, come on, let's go. Look at the other spooky.
Man, they went out, didn't they?
This is Bon Appetit Cafe. Look at that. The bushes.
Right.
Uh-oh, get your bear. Oh, you see?
I see.
Oh, my goodness. Just look. Look at them eyes. They have lights going across, and they're like eyes. And then they have like a danger going across the front of the porch, you know, that tape stuff. And they just have a lot of ghosts and people just like a ghost yard. And skeletons hanging. And like it says, Bon Appetit Cafe, they have like ghosts sitting at tables and ghosts at the bar and stuff like that.
Now, are these like life-size kind of things?
Yeah, yeah. Come here for a minute. Let me read this. It says, here lies Benjamin Krabby. In life, he was incredibly... Look up for a minute. Scabby or crabby. Come here. No, we don't go up in people's yard. Okay? Did you see it?
That's spooky, huh, Mars?
You don't touch their things.
You see the ghosts?
They come out for us to look. They spent a lot of time. We don't need to touch. We just need to look.
And
a big pumpkin, you see? And pumpkin lights across the porch. The railing part of the porch. This next house has Tigger holding a jack-o'-lantern on a flag. That's spooky. That's spooky, too. That's spooky. And there's just lights. Pumpkin lights. You see? Oh, my stars. You like it? That coffee.
Where's that one where they jump out at you?
Oh, they don't do that until Halloween night.
Oh, darn.
I did. You see it?
Yeah, last year we were over here and I guess it was in a garbage can or something.
Yeah.
You'd go look and they had this air hose from the porch and the thing would pop out of there and scare the daylights out of you.
Come on, Sugar. Get in front. Is that spooky? Okay. Go to the next station. I think after this we're going to turn back around. Is that alright? And do the other side.
So is every house decorated?
No. Mm-mm. None of these are decorated. more leaves on the ground. Mm-hmm. So I like that rustling sound of the leaves.
Yeah.
And the kids are rustling and stuff.
This is his night.
Yeah.
So there's only about one more block of the street down there anyway, isn't there?
That's a long block.
Is it?
No, you can't touch it. Okay, people put their stuff out so you can look at it. Come on.
I don't want some more.
Yeah. This next house, it has like mums and pumpkins and hay and like, you know, the corn stalk out there. And then they have like pumpkin lights hanging from their trees. At their walkway on the left side they have skulls, lighted skulls, and on the right side they have lighted jack-o'-lanterns. They have a little bit of food. And like just people's heads hanging from the trees too. Stop, you wait for me.
Do they look real, those heads?
Nah. And this one has like some sheets hanging. And one has a big spider, and then they have like a bunny sitting on the house. Come here, Marley. Wait a minute. Oh, that's Frankenstein. Ooh, a big inflatable Frankenstein, probably around 6-7 feet tall.
Mm.
Then they have like orange lights around their around their light pole, and then they have. Like a skull that's five, has like five skulls stacked on it. Just look, Marley. Don't touch. Then they have like the cemetery.
Hmm.
Oh, they must be going to be doing something for Halloween because they have like, it looks like a, I don't know if it's an oxygen tank or some kind of little tank out there with the air hose.
Ah.
So they're going to do something.
Yeah. These people go all out.
What do you see? Do you like them lights? Come on, let's go look at the other yard.
I bet it's spooky too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to go through it and it's lit up. Come here. You gotta wait for me, okay? There's that dog. You see that dog? And this one has Jack.
You wanna pet him?
Put the dog in?
He's really nice. I'll just give you guys a kiss.
What's his name?
Max. His name was Matt. We passed you guys.
We had the other dog that was...
Oh, you have another dog now?
Well, no, we were with his girlfriend, Hayden, and they were wrestling.
You can come with him.
We have big dogs at home, so she's not scared.
He's being bashful.
Oh, he's shy.
I'm sorry, I thought he was going to...
Look, he's getting kisses.
Huh?
You can go up to him now.
What kind of dog is he?
Oh, I have no clue. He's a big white dog.
Okay.
They don't know. He's like
kids.
Oh, are you okay?
You're scared of kids. Some dogs are.
I got that hand.
No, I think he wants to go for his walk. Tell him bye.
I'm sorry.
Say bye, Max.
You can pet him next time when he sees you. I promise.
You gotta look at that. It's Winnie the Pooh.
It's a blow up Winnie the Pooh sitting inside of a pumpkin.
You can look at it. Look at that. It's got a bird on the. It's also like a blow up tree with a bird on top of it. It's a kid friendly. You see Winnie the Pooh? You see him? Just look. Don't you touch. Okay, come on. And then there's a bat hanging from the tree. No, no, no. Come on. Marley, let's go. That's Winnie the Pooh. This next one's like a space creature thing. It has aliens hanging out from the tree that are blue, purple, and green in a spaceship.
My goodness.
And they did their porch in like silver, like it's a spaceship. And it had, wait a minute, Marley. And the walkway is lit up in lights, like that's the walkway into the spaceship.
Oh, take a picture, Dad.
Come here, Marley. Yeah, you stay here.
That sounds like a cool one.
Oh, it's all right. It's nothing. Come here, Marley. Come here, Marley. I can't get it to work. Options, caption. There we go. Marley, come on.
Look at the pumpkin how he turned it sideways.
Oh, yeah.
That's jumping. That is cool.
That is cool.
How he turned the pumpkin sideways.
Oh, that's a big pumpkin. And it says Happy Halloween. Right here. See it? A big pumpkin. Oh, look at that, Marley. See that smoke? Oh. Come here, Marley.
Look at that. Very good.
They have little spiders hanging out the tree. Watch out. So when you walk by, they're there.
Yep.
You see that smoke? Oh, that's spooky. Huh. Watch it above you. Is that spooky? They have like a fog machine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this one has a big blow-up cat on top of the pumpkin and the Frankenstein coming out of their house. No, we can't go up there. We can't go up there. We can only look. Stay right there. Then they have a fence up. It's like an arch all the way through with black lights around it. Yes, it's a big cat.
Oh, look, it's up on the roof.
Oh, yeah. Don't put your hand on that. Come on, let's go. Let's go, let's come back on it. Uh-oh, get your bears.
Well, these people put a lot of work into this stuff.
Let's turn around, Pappy. All right.
Well, what is that, PVC for that fence?
No. It's like a fake fence you can buy. Mm.
Yeah, you see that?
Bats and spiders from the tree. Look at that. pumpkin over there with the hat on it, Marley. Over there, look. You see? And they have a, that's across the street. No, no, no. No, 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 no. We don't go up there. This is their home. We don't invade it. We just look. Okay? We just do walk by and look. But across the street, there's another cemetery. And all of their... all of their stones like glow in the dark.
Well, I'll be darned.
Look at the smoke underneath. Someone else just had a fog machine. They just turned it on.
Let me see it.
You see it? We're gonna go up there and see it. It's where that Frankenstein is.
Is that the fog machine making that noise?
Yeah.
Who's interviewing?
I don't know.
What thing?
Remember we drove by and I told you they're going to have something that'd be coming out?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Here, wait. Put that in the
room. Yeah, I think we can go around. Come on, let's go out.
Oh, you see that? That's a bat flying. You can see his eyes. You see that?
Okay. Come on. He's coming around.
He's coming around with me?
He's going around the, he's going around the, come on. Yeah, it's a berry.
Oh, I thought you were saying bear a while ago.
It's a berry. Okay, hold my arm. Oh my goodness, is that spooky? It is! You like it? You like that spooky? Oh, it looks like a witch. That's all you see is just her legs sticking up. Okay, don't touch. No, we can't go up there. There's something spooky. She's going her knees and everything right up on there looking. Okay, let's go look at another spooky yard. She's getting into this.
She sure is.
She is really getting into that. And she's got to get down on her knees and get right up in there. These one people, they have like a bat flying around their porch. It's pretty neat. It's like he sees his eyes every once in a while because he's going in a circle. We've already seen this spooky yard. Let's go across and look at this other spooky. You need to hold my hand because we're going to cross the street. Okay. Okay, you hold it tight. Hold it tight. Like that. Squeeze it.
That was dirt.
that would be life.
You see
him?
You see
him? Oh my goodness. All the way around it. Okay, just look. And it says Cove Boneyard. House on Haunted Hill.
It's on the right.
Okay, just look. Look at the lights.
Are they spooky, Mars?
No. That's
and they have this well out here. A well filled with water.
Oh, yeah. Not a whale.
Not a whale, but a whale. And this lady's coming out of it. And then they have like goalies and ghoulies and ghosts and everything. Full size in the yard.
Are you that more spooky yard?
We got more spooky yard. This is the one that people stole some of their things last year. Remember?
Yeah.
They had a big sign out there. Oh, they had like a big ship out there. Look at that.
With what on it?
With skeletons in it.
Uh-huh. Big ship. It's
disgusting. Then they have this
R.I.B. too low. I.B. too low. He left his mark on the roof.
And that's the guy that jumped out of a plane with a parachute. Evidently, it didn't work. And then there's a barbecue grill, a big one. And there's a guy. Okay, it's coming down. And there's a guy that's hanging out of it. It says rest in peace, barbecue Sid.
Shoes.
Shoes. Yeah.
Here, I don't think my glasses
are
sitting in the
place. Okay, real hard.
Said barbecue said he'd be alive if he checked the lid. Then they have someone that's
shoes.
You see shoes? And this has like a big gate that are like 7 feet tall. They have like a chain around it, and they have locks on it. And then they have a person that's on some kind of exercise machine that says gym rat pad. Now he's got zero body fat. And it's a skeleton.
Oh.
And then they have someone that, like, they're laying in a lounge chair. They're sunning.
Shame.
And it says, rest in peace, suntan Dan. He ceased to be from too much UV. Okay, come on, let's go over to the next one. Says Surfer Mark. He didn't pee, and someone yelled shark. Okay, come and hold my arm. Got it? It says Hillcrest Cemetery. Then they have a guy that's on a Harley. Let's see what it says. Wait a minute. Let's go back this way so I can read what it says. This says Rustin R.I.P. Harley Charlie and Big Mama Cher. They were so bad, they couldn't keep them down there. And they're coming out of the ground. You know, like they're coming from down.
Yeah.
Okay. And this says, let's see what the other one says. Okay.
Hey there.
This one says, there's two women there. And then one says H, and then it says EY, then it has M, then it has AN. Hey man, give us some skin. No, really, give me some skin. There's skeletons there. And it says teenage son's insurance agent. then it says, there's like a missile that's going in the ground. It says, you're about to take a cruise. We don't get even, we get ahead. And then it says, Tomb of the Unknown Terrace, can you hear us now? Oh, here's another one. If you like this one. Arlo and Moonbeam. They're in for a shock. They just woke up from the first Woodstock. I'm reading Pappy. Then they have a skeleton hanging. It says, member of Transylvanian bungee team. Our motto, we only do it once. And he's hanging from a bungee rope. Okay, and here's a skeleton coming out. Like he's coming out of a coal mine. And he has a light on top of his head, and he has a ball and chain around him, and he's in like a prison uniform. It says, jailbreak Jake, old habits die hard. Then you have another one. It says, rest in peace. I mean, RIP wife's boyfriend.
That's a skeleton.
Oh, and he has a shovel. Then there's a lady that's like burning. Let's see what this says. Just look at it. It's a skeleton. Telemarket Tom. He sealed his fate when he called past 8. Mr. Universe 1900. And it's a skeleton. Let's go around this one. Well, hold my arm. Here's one here. It's a round fence, a white fence, and it has like a hubcap and parts of a like a dashboard in there. It says RIP Al Cajon. Al's the first name, Cajon. He'd be alive if he didn't drink and drive.
So this guy has a pretty neat little thing. Let's see what this one says. This says this is Universe 1900. It's a skeleton with some like Speedos on or something.
Then it says, rest in peace, Wide Lobe Wanda. She rode her broom to her tomb. It's a witch. Wanda the witch, I guess. Okay, you hold it, sweetheart. We got more spooky. Now it's really neat with all the lights on and stuff. Yeah, he's riding the bike. The skeleton riding the bike. And this one has this like a cemetery with a black line fence around it. And it's and lights around it. And on the front there's a sign that says Monster Party here. And they have a person on a bike, and they have a skeleton riding it. You see it? Frankenstein, struck by a bolt of lightning at the height of storm. Castle Laboratory, 1746. Green! Ooh. It has Dracula, R.I.P. Then it says, Bride of Frankenstein died in an electric chair while getting her hair perm, voltage too high. Castle Laboratory, 1747. I can't believe Rocky Goblins. Here was.
Yeah, lots of spookies.
Hypochondriac Brian. For once he was right when he said he was sick. For once he was right when he said he was dying. Come on, sugars. Now all the lights are on. They look really nice. Like the one that's a cafeteria. It's all set up, all the lights are on. It's like an outdoor cafe.
That make a good picture?
That's spooky? No, because we're on the other side. And then the one with the big spider, the green, the green one. The spooky. Yeah, spooky. You see those three girls? Ghost out in the front yard.
Spooky! It's spooky, Hummers.
Look at the bats on that house. Looks like the bats that are lit up. Come on, Sophie. Come on, you have to hold my arm. We're getting right across the street. And traffic's picking up really bad. Yeah. Around here.
I guess people are just driving by to see it.
Yeah, they do that all the time. I mean, Halloween, you know, people can't even move. They need to close this street.
Yeah,
off.
They sure should.
Going up and look at that spooky yard. Now, that one doesn't have spooks. You have to find one that has spooks. This way. They don't have spooks. Come on. This one, where the pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns are. You okay? Come on.
You like that, Mars?
Yeah. Where their porch light is.
He's got a face.
Yes, he's got a face. They have a jack-o'-lantern on their... There's a couple of pumpkins on this one. And an archway that says Malcolm. With lights around it. Orange lights around the archway.
I want to hold you.
No, let's go look at the other spooky yard. No, hold you when we go across the street. Okay? Old Victorian houses and stuff.
Pretty good size ones.
Yeah, with the big double windows and they're each bedrooms upstairs. Oh, that's just a for sale sign. That's not. Oh, you see that bird? Cemetery, and they're around their cemetery. They have like an old wooden fence to stay away. Then they have a little don't get in the grass. I'm going to be monster party here, rest in peace. They have spiders, big spiders hanging from their porch. This one's all lit up in orange lights, this house is.
those lights? See all the lights? That's all the spookies. But they...
No, there's some ghosts in the back. But it's just has a bunch of wildflowers there.
Yeah.
You know, they don't cut their grass or anything. It's like a garden. Mm-hmm.
That's what we should do on our hill, maybe.
Uh-oh. Spooky.
All the spookies are gone.
Look. Oh, they have little skeletons hanging from the tree. They're not bad. With the black robes. They're probably around 2 feet. And there's about 20 or 30 of them. Okay, you need to stop. I need to hold you. You want me to hold you?
Okay.
Okay, you hold your berry.
I'm holding the strawberry.
No, it's a holly berry. Say holly berry.
You can find you another berry. So did you ever count how many trick-or-treaters you had when you lived over there? I bet you're right.
That's where she's getting it from. Happy Hosanna.
Yeah, we're going to pay. baby's house. Let's push that button. Push it. Okay. Arm. Here, let Lizzie May hold you. Come on.
Ooh, another train. Let's watch the train, Mars.
Here, can you see it? See the train?
You want me to hold you?
You want Peppy to hold you while we look at the train?
Oh, let's get out of there. The doorway.
In front of the door.
Yeah, right here. Here we go. See the
train?
Hold
that, Lizzie May. Look at that train. Good. You ready, girl? You want me to hold you or you want to walk?
Hold you.
You want me to hold you? Okay. Come here.
So you got our train and hold you.
Yeah. I got Lizzie May's arm.
So you got our train?
You have my arm, huh? Yeah, you looking at the train?
See that train?
You see that train moving?
Uh-huh.
You see that train moving?
Uh-huh, I see it.
Those trains are big, aren't they?
It's
Ooh, it's loud.
It's big trains.
Uh-huh.
I gotta move that train.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta move that train.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's move it. Train move.
Is it moving?
Uh-huh. Move train.
Did you move it?
No. I'm telling him move that train.
You sure did, didn't you?
Move train. There. I let him move. Because we're baby's house. Move train.
Mm-hmm.
I moved that little train.
Is it a yellow train? What color is that train?
The whole red. The whole red. I got a whole red.
You want to hold her arm?
Yeah.
Let's wait till we get across the street, okay? Is that all right with you? It's cold out here. Or cool. Is your nose cold, Mars?
Yeah.
Give me a kiss.
You give me a kiss, too?
I did. Your nose is cold.
It's on
your nose.
She's
going to
rub it.
Nose. Give me a nose rub.
She's waiting on you to touch her.
Silly
girl.
Uh-oh. I want to hold her hand.
Well, okay, let's get across the street. We're almost there. There we go. All right. You want to hold her hand?
I want to hold her arm.
Okay. Like Pappy holds her arm? Right there?
Did you get your boots? Your pants over your boots?
It's got pink flowers on them.
Yeah, pink flowers on your boots.
nobody through here has got any decorations, do they? I'm trying to...
All the berries are gone now.
I'm trying to remember how many trick-or-treaters we had last year. I counted one. About 20, maybe?
Around 32 or something like that.
Was that it? Did we have that many?
They're all gone. Look at that chocolate. Look
at
the pumpkin. You see
it? Big white inside of it. Look at this
one.
This
one. I see
that. You see it? It's like a fall thing. The leaves and corn and stalks.
Hold your arm.
Your nose is cold.
Do you see that doggy?
I do see that doggy.
Hi. Hey there. Didn't Nate get his car moved this morning for the street cleaner?
Yeah, he did.
Good.
This morning, before he went to work, put it in the driveway.
That's Nathan's car.
It's Nathan's car.
Yeah, that's Nate's car. And Lizzie May's car.
Lizzie Nate.
Up there.
That's it. We're home.
We're home.
We saw the spooky houses, didn't we? Uh-oh.
Well, Pappy did that.
Yeah, Pappy did that. She really did it, so.
You too. Run,
so.
Yeah. Whose car is that?
Nathan.
Uh-huh. And whose white car?
Lizzie's white car.
Whose car is that?
Nathan's.
Uh-huh.
We're home.
We're home.
Home sweet home.
I want you to go potty, okay? Yes. Go potty.
Wow, it's warm in here. Is the heat on?
Shell turn the heat on. She's on the floor, laying flat there. Trying to undo Jake.
Did you get him undone?
No, she's working on it. She's like just laying in here for us. You need help? You
got it.
You got it?
I'm not biting me.
He's not biting you.
You want me to help you, Mars?
Help me.
Okay.
Help me.
I will. That's hard to get off there, isn't it? See? Take this little thing right there and push it down. That part right there. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go potty now. All right, that's going to do it for flying Cool Tech 196 on October 27th. We're in Louisville, of course. And we're glad you could join us for a tour of the Halloween decorations on Hillcrest. If you would like to get in touch with us, our number for the audio comment line is 206-984-9203. You can send us email at the address blindcooltech@gmail.com or check us out on the web at blindcooltech.com. Y'all have a great one, and we'll see you next time.